Good morning, here are your local news headlines for Wednesday the 3rd of May. The rider who died in an accident at a motocross event in County Durham at the weekend has now been formally identified. He was Thomas Brown, aged 27, from Barnard Castle. Thomas worked on his family's farm and had been involved in motocross since the age of 8. His mother, father and his two sisters have said they're devastated by what happened. The other rider who was injured on Sunday, a woman aged 30 from the Sedgefield area, remains in hospital, but her injuries are not considered to be life-threatening. Staff at Esh Group have paid tribute to Chief Executive Brian Manning, who passed away. Brian, who led the steady growth of Esh Group since the early 1990s, earned a significant reputation of one of the North East's most astute businessmen with a vision to serve the community. He passed away following a short battle with cancer. Speaking on behalf of Esh Group, Chairman Michael Hogan said, "All of our thoughts are with Brian's family at this very sad time. The success of Esh Group is a massive testament to Brian as a person and a businessman, and all staff are united in continuing his remarkable legacy in his memory." And finally, residents in Crook are being advised to save the date for the launch of the Dementia Cafe at Crook Fire Station on the 16th of May from 1 till 3pm. The Dementia Cafe will provide families, friends, carers and those living with dementia with a safe, friendly environment. Once a month, on every second Tuesday, a dementia-friendly cafe will be held at Crook Fire Station. Hey, your local news headlines. I'm Gillian Campbell.